Well, here in California, the drought is officially over. Governor Jerry Brown lifted the drought emergency order in all but a few counties across the state after a very wet winter. But has California learned its lessons, and is the state doing enough to preserve all the water it's getting for the next drought? Joining us now is Jay Lund, who's a professor of civil and environmental engineering and the director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And would it be possible to save most of this year's rain and snowmelt in California if the state wanted to do that?
No, this is probably the wettest year of record, and certainly in Northern California and most of the state. It's just far more water than we can capture in the reservoirs or on the fields or any way possible.
It's pretty ironic, though, because I think in the last several years during the drought, people would have said, well, I wish we had more water stored up for a day like this.
Well, that's the nature of California. We have a lot more extreme dry years and wet years per average year than any other place in the United States.
Could the state, though, be saving some of that water, some of that rain, some of that snowmelt?
Oh, yes. And we have probably thousands of people across the state trying to capture every drop that they can and infiltrate it into groundwater or store as much of it in reservoirs as they can without those reservoirs being at risk of causing floods.
Well, when we look back to decades ago and the building of the California Aqueduct, which goes hundreds of miles to bring water from the wetter parts of the state down through the dry parts of the state, if that project could be expanded, what would be done right now? What would be the most useful way to control California's wet seasons and dry seasons?
Well, the biggest bottleneck that's been identified for California is the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. We have a lot of ecological processes and water quality processes in there that limit our ability to move water from the wetter part of the state to the drier part of the state. A secondary thing that we'd be interested in here, I think, is where to store water. How can we store water in wet periods and carry it over to dry periods, either as groundwater or in reservoirs?
And what are the answers to those questions?
Well, in terms of economics, it's very expensive for us to build new reservoirs now. We've already built reservoirs at places that have the lowest cost and would give you the most water. So the places we have remaining to build reservoirs are pretty expensive. Groundwater can take a lot more water, but you have to be careful about working it into groundwater. It can only take it at a certain rate before it backs up and floods.
What lessons did you learn from the drought?
I think the biggest lesson was that California got through it pretty well. I mean, we certainly identified problems as any extreme event we'll show you. But we went through several years where we lost about 30% or more of our normal water supply. And the economy really, as a whole, didn't really show a statistical hit. Now, certainly some local areas were pretty badly hurt in terms of some local agricultural production and some local wells going dry. Those are pretty par for the course for droughts, certainly something we need to work on into the future. But as a whole, the system worked quite well, given the magnitude and duration of the drought.
Well, and do you think that agriculture in the Central Valley of California proved to be sustainable or unsustainable in this drought?
Well, I think it's sustainable in an absolute sense. But if you look at the long term of California agriculture, in some parts of the state, we're going to have to reduce, I think, the irrigated area so that we preserve enough groundwater to get the most valuable agricultural production through the driest years.
Governor Jerry Brown has said that conservation must remain a way of life in California, even though the drought is over. What do you think will make that happen?
I think occasional droughts coming every once in a while is probably the best way to remind the public that this is a dry place in California and that we have to behave like we're in a part of the world where water is scarce. And I think over the series of droughts we've had in the last 30 years, the per capita urban water use rates have certainly gone down over that time, and they'll continue to go down.
Have you made any changes personally because of this drought that you will keep in place even though the drought is over?
There's some parts of our lawn that we used to have as lawn, and we've taken it out of lawn and made it into composting or trees.
Which a lot of people have done in California, and by the way, probably should have done a long time ago.
Perhaps, yeah. But agriculture uses 80% of the human water use in California. So it's good to conserve water in the urban sector. I think it's a good, it actually does save water and it's useful to do that. But we also have to look to the agricultural sector which is really the root of prosperity in the rural parts of the state.
Well, do you think that the agricultural sector has made the kinds of changes that it needs to make so that we don't look at the agricultural sector the next time there's a big drought and say, look how much water they're using?
Well, one thing I've learned from the 2014 drought is that waste is always water used by somebody else. But in the case of agriculture, I think what we've learned from this drought is they're going to have some contraction in agricultural area so that we can conserve water in the long term to make sure that there's enough groundwater to supply the most valuable crops through droughts.
That's Jay Lund, a professor of civil and environmental engineering and the director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.